Dalet Kislev, Thursday the 11th of November, Rabbi Yaakov Rabin, Halachic Parameters of Revenge, Holding a Grudge.
What a tremendous honor it is to speak here, especially this week, the 5th anniversary of Start Your Day the Torah Way. I'd like to thank Mr. Dudy Itzkovitz for inviting me to speak, and may this wonderful program have a bracha to continue on for many, many more years, Bezras Hashem. If you will, Rabbi Isai, I'd like you to picture the scene. There is a famous Rosh Yeshiva who walks into town, and obviously he's come not just to learn, he's come to raise funds for his holy maisid, and it's his lucky evening. He sees in the corner suddenly one of the biggest gevurim in this town who he's been trying to get for the last few months. He's decided to leave his fortress, and there he is davening Maariv B'Tzibur. What a lucky night for him. At least, that's what he thought. So, at the end of Maariv, he ventures his way up to the gevir, gives him a big shalom aleichem, and starts to make an appeal for his maaseh. Now, there could be many responses. Obviously, if, of course, the response would be positive and he welcomes him in, matoivu manoim, that's beautiful. But, often the response can be negative. At best, you could say, maybe the gevir might answer and say something like, I'm overcommitted at this point in time, I'd love to help you, and so on. A nice, polite refusal, which would be very, very respectable and understood. Or you could go into the gory, graphic details of how the credit crunch has reduced his annual income from 8 figures down to 7, or perhaps 6. Lemaisa, I've heard somebody's actually coming out with a book of some of the best lines they've heard on these refusals. But the response can also be at times, unfortunately, that the gevir could lose his cool. And he might even raise his voice in shul, causing the Rosh Yeshiva, his face to turn red, and then white, and then blue, even if he's not an American. Now, it doesn't usually occur on this side of the equator, but sometimes you could have a hot-blooded person who might even decide to give the Rosh Yeshiva a slap in the face, chas v'shalom, or to give him a shove, thereby causing him physical pain on top of the embarrassment. After all, you have to teach the Rosh Yeshiva a lesson. He should know not to approach me more than once a year, right? Now, the question of this morning's shir is, what is the correct response, al pi the Torah, for this Rosh Yeshiva to have in the scenarios which we've mentioned above? And alongside that, what is the correct response of the people that might be connected, that might have seen this event and watched what happened? Now, the big sugi you should know in Shas on Nekima is found in Yuma, Masecht Yuma, the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, turning up to Chaf Gimel. I'll read you a few lines of this sugya and we'll take a look and see what the Gemara has to say. It says the Gemara as follows. V'am Rebbe Yoichanan Mishum Rebbe Shimon Ben Yehudzdak. Kol Talmud Chochem She'eino Noikem V'Noiter K'Nachash. Any Talmud Chochem that is not going to take revenge and to hold a grudge, Mamish K'Nachash, like a snake. Yeah. Einoi Talmud Chochem. He is not a Talmud Chacham. Very strong lashon. Seems there's a tremendous responsibility at face value to do something. Sure. It says, Kol Talmud Chacham, She'einoi Nekem V'Neiter K'Nachash. He doesn't take revenge and hold a grudge like a Nachash. Einoi Talmud Chacham. That's not called a Talmud Chacham. But the Gemara has a difficulty. V'oksiv. We see, it says, Lo'i Sikoim V'lo'i Sitor. How can you possibly tell me that the Talmud Chacham is expected to get up and take revenge? Torah asks taking revenge and holding a grudge. On that, the Gemara answers and explains, no. Hahu b'mamanu dichsiv. You should know, this Isser, these two Isurim, are referring to monetary issues, when it comes to monetary laws. The Tanya, the Gemara brings down the famous case that Rashi says, Ezu Nekima, Ezu Netira. What's Nekima, what's Netira? Nekima is a case, what's revenge? Amr hashileni magalcha. Lend me please your sickle. Amr loy lach. Says, no, I don't want. Lamacha, Amr loy who? He said back to him, the fellow who was refused. Hashileni kardoimech. Lend me please your hammer vessel. Amr loy, he said, eini mashilcha. I'm not going to lend you. Kederach shiloh hashiltani. Just like you didn't lend me. Zuhi nekima. That's nekima. And Netira, what's that? Veze Netira. Amalei Hashileni Kardemech. Amalei Loi. He says, I'm not going to lend you. Lamachar Amalei Hashileni Chalucha. Lend me please a vessel, a garment. Amalei, he says, hey, lech, take it. Eini Kamoyscha, I'm not like you. Shaloi Hashaltani. Zuri Netira. That's called Netira. So we see that the Isurim apply only to monetary laws, but not to other things. And apparently, when we say other things, that would mean physical harm, perhaps done to a person. It's implied here that one could take Nekama and Netira for such a thing. And on that, the Gemara asks straight away, Vitzara the goof alive? And by Tzara the goof, by a physical suffering which was imposed on somebody else, there's no Isra of Nekama Netira. So the Gemara says, V'hotanya, we have a problem. We see there's a famous brisa which says those people who are offended, they hear their disgrace and they don't respond. They do from Ava, and they're happy lemaisa with the suffering that comes upon them. On these people, the pasuk says, Mamish and his beloved ones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved ones, they're like the sun going out in its strength. So the pasuk is praising people, lemaisa, who don't even respond. Then they're loving the einan oinim. They get offended and they don't offend back. So the pasuk is praising. So how can you tell me it's mashma that by tsar haguf, by physical suffering, is allowed to respond? So on that, lemaisa, the Gemara has a response. And what does the Gemara say about that? The Gemara says, "Lo'olam denokit lebelibe." Really, he's taking it to his heart. And here, Rashi has an interesting explanation. V'imbo acher, if somebody else were to come along, linkaim nikmosay b'kiyum ha'mishpat, somebody would come to take up his, to avenge his revenge with the fulfillment of justice, yishtoy, then he'll be quiet. The Gemara asks for horror. Also, we see ma'ar al-midosav, Lamaisa, this is also Ma'avir and Al-Kol Peshov, somebody who is overlooking and is even willing to overlook. L'chora, still, we don't understand. He's also praised. He shouldn't even be offended. Why should he even want that somebody else should take his revenge? The Gemara says, in that case, now we fulfill that. The Mephias Eleu Mephias. If somebody were to appease him, come and ask for forgiveness, so he would be appeased. So, we see, interestingly enough here, that when it comes to Tzar Guf, like, for example, the case of the physical abuse that was done to that Rosh Yeshiva, so it would seem very clear that it would be l'chora, it would look on the surface that it would be allowed. The explanation, of course, is that even though when there's no physical abuse done, we have to understand that even though the person might have been offended, I asked you to do me a favor, to lend me something, and you don't want to give it, the simple explanation is that since there is no actual pigia, there's no mishpat done against the person by not lending, so he has no right to return and to come back and ask for something. To go and to rather take revenge, I should say, on that person. Now, the Gemara is asking a question, l'chora. The Gemara, which seems to imply here that you could, that there is an aim to strike back when there's a physical abuse, it seems that l'maisa, interestingly enough, it says, called Talmud Chochem. And Rashi feels a sin that, that what really is happening here is an interesting thing. There is an inyan of nekama, but it's being carried out vicariously. And if we see from this Gemara and Rashi, if we look very carefully, we see two interesting diukim which are to be found here. First of all, if it wouldn't be that the pasuk would tell us that nekama and netira only apply by mamon, so we would aser everything. But it's really based on a gezeiros hakasav. It's a special heter of the Torah when it comes to physical abuse. There is an inyan that one, according to Rashi, it seems, one's allowed to do something. And one is even allowed to actually go himself and to take the revenge. But another interesting diuk we should see is when the Gemara asks the question, Ne'lovim ve'einan olvim, that there's this mila, seemingly, of people who get offended but they don't offend back in return, it would seem on the surface that the Brisa, even though it's a Brisa teaching us this, the Etzem, it's only a Midah Tova. The Etzem, what one's doing by being offended and not offending back, he's makayim a mitzvah of the halachta bidrocha, go in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ways. But when it comes to tzara d'gufa, if we think about the physical suffering which somebody might have had, so the ma'ase, it comes out that our Gemara is telling us that mi'ikir adin, one can personally, l'fi Rashi, take revenge. He can do something. So it would seem that that Rosh Hashiva who asked for his donation and got a slap or something or a push or embarrassment, he would be allowed to do something. So, interestingly enough though, this is the Shita of Rashi. But, if we look in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, by O Islam Eches, Rabbeinu Yoina has a different Lashon. He says, V'amru Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yisena Zifroinam Nevrocha, he says, He azharas hanatir al davar shebamamay. When it comes to davar shebamamay, only like we said, he agrees with Rashi. Aval al divrei gaibo v'vuz v'drishas ra. When somebody wants an inyanim of embarrassing somebody or vuz and putting him down and seeking to do harm to somebody, listen to the lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina. Mutar lasum hadvorim al libay. He's allowed to place these things on his heart. Interestingly enough, we see from here, V'amru Rabbi Yisena Zifronim Levracha, Zek Kol Talmud Chacham Sheinu Noikim V'Noita Kenachash, Eino Talmud Chacham, that's our Gemara he brings down. Avalim Yivakshu Menem Lechili Yavir Amidesav, he should certainly forgive. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, interestingly enough, is we see he limits you to keeping the matter only on your heart, from his Lashon that you can only put the matters on your heart, but you're not allowed to even openly express a grudge. For example, if you would, like the case of saying, I'll lend you my vessel. Yeah, I'll lend you my vessel. I'm not like you. And not only that, but even in the case of physical harm, where Rashi would give a heter to strike out yourself and do something, Rabbeinu Yoina says that if you have, for example, the person who abused you or embarrassed you, if you have him in a vulnerable position, it comes out you shouldn't say, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, you see, I could strike you back now. But I choose not to. I'm not like you. Even to say something would not be allowed. So to sum up, Rabbi Isai, what we've seen till now is, when it comes to financial matters, no dispute. Everybody agrees it's clearly usur, deraisa, nekama v'nekima, no heter. But when it comes to embarrassment or physically a physical abuse, yeah. So here we see there's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Yoina. Rashi, of course, goes as far as to say that you're even allowed to personally take the revenge. But, of course, it's preferable, as we saw, to have if somebody else will take the revenge for you. That would be the ideal situation. But you are allowed to yourself do it. And Rabbeinu Yoina says, no, also to take revenge for yourself. It's mamish, you're not even allowed to express it. Only allowed to take it to your heart quietly. And if others will do it, that's allowed. Now, I must admit, I'm a little surprised that till now nobody here has stopped me and asked either according to Rashi or Rabbeinu Yoina. You see something very strange. What in the world does this general prohibition of Nakama and Netira have to do with a Talmud Chacham? The Lashon of the Gemara was Kol Talmud Chacham She'ena Noikim V'Neiter. L'chora, this seems like a general prohibition to everybody. So what's going on? What's the uniqueness of a Talmud Chacham being mentioned in this Gemara? So to answer this up, Rabbi Isai, we're going to come to a third shita, and that's the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Deis, he l'maisa clearly forbids all nekama v'netira on divrei ha'olam, all things which have to do with this world, physical matters. L'maisa, it's mashma, even tsar haguf. If somebody were to physically harm you, also lefira ramam, it's asa. But at the end of Hilchas Deis, at the end, lemaisa of Hilchas Talmud Torah, we see there's a very interesting Rambam, and I'll read you out his lashon, and we'll see what we can learn from that. The Rambam is talking about the ability of a Talmud Chacham to put somebody in nidui, to put him in excommunication. And he writes, Avo pishi yesh reshus l'chacham, Linda Islichvedo. He has a Chacham permission to put somebody in Nidui. Eino shvach l'talmud Chacham, lahane gatzmoit v'dover zeh. Really, it's not a praise for him to do that. Ella malim ozma midivrei ama'oritz. He should remove his ears from these words, the words of the people. V'lo yashis libay lahen. Don't pay any attention. Don't set his heart to it. Ke'inyon shama shleima b'chochmosay. Gam l'chol advarim asher yidavru al titen libecha. Don't put it to your heart. V'chein ho yederech hasidim arishayim. He brings down gemaras as well. But he writes Lamaisa, he says, Vizui Darkam shall tell me they chachomim shiraui leilechbo. That's the correct path. So don't take it to heart, don't be offended. But when is that? Says the Rambam, and here's the key. Bamedvarim amurim, explains the Rambam, kishibizeu ocherpo beseser. That's all said. You should take it to heart. Just don't even take it to heart and be willing to moichel and let go if it's done privately, without people around, not publicly. Aval Talmud Chacham should be zeir or cherpei odom before hesia. If somebody were to publicly disgrace a Talmud Chacham, osur leimimchol al kavodai. It's forbidden for that Talmud Chacham to be moichel on his kavod. Ve'im mochal, and if he was mochal, nenash. Shizeh bizoyon Torah. That's taka, a disgrace for the Torah. Ela noikim v'noitim hadavar kinachash. Like our Gemara says, ad sheyavakish mena mechila v'yislach lo, and then he'll forgive him. Lemaisa. So taka, we see that when it comes to anything, lemaisa, we should first understand one very important thing. We see from this Rambam, he's making a major distinction here between the public and the private sector. And I should tell you that the Kesef Mishnah right here brings down and explains that really when it says that kol talmud chacham sheino noikim v'noitim kenachash, it's based on kavod ha-Torah, as we see. And therefore, be'etzem, it's not to be understood as specifically a talmud chacham. It has to do with all inyanim of the Torah, which would come out here. The word mamon, of course, which was used, we saw, obviously, the Gemara did say that the Isser applies to mamon. So the way the Kesef Mishnah explains, mamon means lav davka mamon. Mamon means all divrei ha'olam. And just the Brisa was talking about mamon. Anything which is therefore related to these worldly material things, a push, a shove, an embarrassing slap. So it's clear from this Rambam that it's usher to take revenge, even to store in your heart anything. Now, the Maisa, we have to understand, of course, from this Rambam, it's a fantastic Mahalat, seems to explain everything, but there are a few kinks, l'chora, which have to be worked out, a few questions which come up. First of all, how does the Rambam deal with the fact that the Gemara asked, l'chora, there's an inyan of ne'elovim, ve'einan olvim. There's an inyan to taka, to those who get this, if you will, offended, but they don't offend back. Why b'chlal is that even a kasha for the Rambam? What should the Gemara simply say? Shiny cover to Torah. The Gemara can explain cover to Torah is different. Why does the Gemara have a problem with that issue? And secondly, another question: when the Gemara answered over there that you know what it's talking about, denokat leilalibe, he took it to his heart. There's another distinction there. The Gemara could have said, you know what it's talking about, ha bitzina, ha b'fayasia. When it's taka bitzina. So if it's done privately, that's when it applies the issue, the mila of being there, loving the ain't unholy. Then it applies to Shitaka, don't offend back. But if it's Bavarhesia, that's the Gemara saying. You have to be Mamish Nekim and Nekta Kanahash. A very simple distinction. And then when the Gemara said, finally, the Nokat Le Belibe, that this Talmud Chacham, he took it to heart. He's guarding it in his heart. So this doesn't seem to fit with the Rambam Bechlau. Because l'chora the Rambam said, if it was Basina, so he said, Derech Hasidim Arishenim Gam Limchol Belibai. You shouldn't even take it to your heart. You should talk to be Michael. And if it was done before Hesia, what did the Rambam paskin? He wrote, Noikim V'Noita Kenachash. Mashma even doing a Maisa. So what's going on here? The Lashon of the Gemara, the Noket Le Belibai, he's guarding it. It doesn't fit in either case. So to answer up this Shver Rambam, I saw a very beautiful Sefer, called Kodesh Yisrael, brought in a kuntrist called Halicha Yisraelim, by Rav Avram Ehrman from Bnei Brak, from Kohel Chazanish. And he has a beautiful, beautiful mahalach. A lot of what I'm saying is based on what he says. He explains as follows. After Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara brought down and said, Kol Talmud Chacham She'eino Neite V'Neike K'Nachash, Eino Talmud Chacham, the Gemara had a little problem. The Gemara says, listen, we know in general that we say a person is preferable to be offended and not offend back. So we don't understand how is the Talmud Chacham Lemaisa, how is he going to mekayim that mitzvah ne'elovim if it says he should be noikim v'noita kenachash? So what's the pshat, the etzim? The Gemara answers that he should take the matter to his heart. Really, he should take it to his heart. But what's the pshat? If Lemaisa, somebody embarrasses a Talmud Chacham publicly, The pshat is azoy. Be'etzem, the Talmud Chochum, he shouldn't respond immediately. What should a Talmud Chochum do when he's taka being hurt or offended publicly? He should remain silent. And at that moment, it's the very silence that he's absorbing the insult and he's not responding right now. That itself is the fulfillment of ne'loving ve'einan olvin. That's how he fulfills this maila of being offended but not offending back. That he'll have that maila. But lemaisa, when it says in the Gemara that he's noket lelibe, he takes it to heart, not stam he takes it to heart. This be'etzim is saying, according to the Rambam, that he really shouldn't be meichel, the perpetrator on the spot. Take the offense to heart and wait. Wait until the time that normally would take place until for a person's anger to subside. Once that time has elapsed, whatever it is, depending on the offense, at that moment, then and only then, take revenge. That's the Rambam.
In which way?
In which way? According to the thing that was done. If it was slapped,
well, he's back.
Hit back. It's a little strange to imagine a Talmud Chacham hitting back, but to arrange something that he might trip, to arrange something that he'll be getting some kind of... There are ways to arrange things. Leave it to the Talmud Chacham to figure out a way, obviously, that he himself won't be in a disgraceful manner, obviously. Yeah. But for sure, it doesn't mean that he should give him a left hook or something like that. We don't mean that he should walk up and give him... But leave it to the Talmud Chacham to find a way to arrange that something will... He'll get his revenge. That's the lashon that we see in Rashi in the Gemara. If we could borrow the lashon of Rashi, kiyum hamishpat. There's a justice which has to be fulfilled, and to fulfill that justice, something has to be done back. There's a time that klap ishmaim in shemaim against that person, the perpetrator, for what he's done. So now we can plug this back beautifully into the Gemara, this mahalach, and understand how the Rambam is learning up the Gemara. When the Gemara answers and says that the iser, the prohibition, lemaisa, of nekima and netira is by mamain. Of course, like we said before, the Gemara is already understanding that doesn't mean specifically mamain. It means all issues of worldly, materialistic things. But what about the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara asked, what a second, b'tzara deguf alai? That's how we learned up the Gemara up till now. The Gemara was asking, by tzara deguf, by physical abuse, there's no yisur. But Lemaisa, the Rambam, is learning that line of the Gemara very differently. It's not a new question. Rather, it's the end, Lemaisa, of what the Tarkson was saying before, as follows. The Gemara, we know, is talking about a Talmud Chacham, because that's what it said at the beginning, called Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara, by talking about a Talmud Chacham, it says that Sarah the goof of a Talmud Chacham is be'etzim different. And it's like we said, not a question, but it's saying that the Isra of Nekima and Netira by Tzara the goof of a Talmud Chacham, Lemaisa, is different. Here, it doesn't apply. But what is it really saying, Rabbi? Say, let's stop and think for a second. Could it be that it's talking about the covered Ha'adam? Is it the covered of the Talmud Chacham, the personage of who this Talmud Chacham is? That's the issue at hand? Or when the Gemara says, no, Tzara the goof of Shaini, of the, since we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, the Etzem, it's really talking about any Erlich Yid. It's talking about the covet of Torah. So the Etzem, even if a simple person who's not a Talmud Chacham, but he's Isaac in doing the mitzvahs of the Torah right now, and somebody were to come and insult him on his Torah observance, so there would be no Isser of Nekam and Netira to take justice with such a person. That's what comes out in the Rambam. And of course, obviously, the Gemara went on and asked the question, wait a second, how could he take revenge? Even if it's covered a Torah. Gerade, it's a very important thing, covered a Torah. But still, what about, it says, which is a new question. How could the person, by striking back on covered a Torah, how does he fulfill that matter? Even though it's spiritual matters, how does he fulfill the mitzvah of ne'lovim ve'einan olvim? So here the Gemara answers, denoket le'belibe. The etzem, put your response, your correct response of striking back, I'll cover the Torah, put it on hold. Wait for the time of calming down to pass, and then, and only then, act. And that's how you makayim the mitzvah of ne'lovim ve'einan olvim. So, Now, basically, of course, the Gemara had only one final question. Very, very nice, but what about Maral Midoisov? And here the Gemara simply closed by saying that it's Pashit, if he comes to appease you, then you could be Maral Midoisov, even though be'etzim you have a right not to be appeased, to say, I'm sorry, you've gone too far. There's still a mitzvah to be willing to be appeased and to forgive. So, to sum up, Rabbi Isai, where we're holding now, and we're soon going to finish off by getting back to our shayla, which we opened up, what is the correct response of that Rosh Yeshiva who's either been screamed at, humiliated in the shul, or abused physically? We're going to get to that in just a second, but let's just sum up. One thing is clear, when it comes to mamish mamay, financial issues, so we see l'kuli alma, let there be no shayla, there's an issa, deraisa, nekima v'netira. There's no way that one can take revenge or hold a grudge. But when it comes to lemaisa, non-Torah issues, when it comes to material things, worldly issues, and including, of course, physical suffering, pain. So here we see Taka, a three-way machlekes. Just to remind ourselves quickly, Rashi is the one who's the most makel of all. He allows you to personally mamish take revenge on Sara de Goof, kipshutai, on non-monetary things, embarrassment, physical, just whatever it was, but preferably, ideally through other people. Rabbeinu Yaina says, Bishum Panim Vayfin, you can't do that. You can't personally take revenge, and you can't even openly express a grudge. But Rabbeinu Yaina did say, however, there's sort of a new isser, if you will, of Ne'elavim Vein on Olim, which takes over everything. Better to be offended and not offend back. And because of that, so what you can only do is let the revenge be carried out vicariously through somebody else. Let another person take the revenge. And finally, the Rambam is the strictest of all. He's the most machmir from them all. He says even this is usur as well when it comes to non-Torah, non-spiritual issues. There, lemaisa, there is no heter whatsoever to hold a grudge, to take revenge on worldly matters. Only when it comes to kavod Torah in a public setting, then only then is it lemaisa allowed to do something. So, Rabbi Isai, we've seen we have a three-way machlekes rishayim here, and if we're looking for halacha lemaisa, so on this issue, the Chofetz Chaim, in his introduction to the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, has a section on netira v'nekima. And there he taka paskins and he says sofek daraisa l'chumra, which means that Rabbi Isai, what it comes out is, we understand that there is the etzim, we have to be particularly makbid. There is no heter whatsoever for most of the things which happen to us in our lifetime, whether it's an embarrassment here, a little shove, stepping on one's foot, so on. These things, there is no heter whatsoever for holding a grudge, taking revenge. And now let's get back to our Rosh Yeshiva, who received that rude refusal. So, since of course it's kavod Torah, obviously at stake, this is a Talmud Chacham, we assume the Rosh Yeshiva hopefully is a Talmud Chacham. So, lemaisa here, even the Rambam would agree that revenge is, yes, in order. There is an inyan for that Rosh Yeshiva who was taka, who was humiliated in the shul. There's an inyan to take revenge, but of course, don't forget, you have to wait. Not straight away, to let the time pass, and then and only then it will be halachically permissible, not only permissible, but actually once the time of Ne'elavim Vein on Olim has passed, it will be a chiyuv to do something, because if he doesn't, so he's not called a Talmud Chacham. We have to remember that's the lesson of the Gemara. If he can be moichel on his kavod, and the kavod of the Torah, that's not a Talmud Chacham. But now, I'll ask you simply, and we'll close with this, what if a simple mishulach, which we all see throughout the week, people coming around, asking for money for the family, not a Talmud Chacham. What if he were to come, and imagine he were to get the same rude refusal, or physical abuse, which can happen. So, lemaisa, even though this gentleman may have a chiyuv to mefarnes his family, and be'etzem, it is a mitzvah to mefarnes one's own family, but if we stop and analyze it carefully, his act of soliciting funds, even if he personally is mechaven for a mitzvah, it's not this mitzvah, if somebody's going to ridicule him, which is being ridiculed. If it would have been a Torah issue, that they're making fun of him, he's, you see, he's makbid on keeping giving his wife, keeping up to the ksuva, or something like that, That's not usually what it is. If somebody were to check for him, chas v'shalom, what would be the case? It would be based on his personage, on who the person is. You know, that would be pashtus what's taking place. So here, lemaisa, only Rashi might be allowed to take, let him take personal revenge. Rabbeinu Yaina would say, let it be done vicariously through somebody else, of course. But if this Mishulach is a true Ben Torah, so then, following the Chofetz Chaim, it would come out that he too would be machmir for the Rambam, and understand that it's a mitzvah to be mekabel yisurim ba'ava. And Bezras Hashem, we should be zeicha to not be put into any nisoyon of nekima v'netira, Bezras Hashem.